السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. Brother عابد, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him عابد, he asked me a question, and believe it or not, I wish not to answer, is heavy, very heavy, super heavy. And this one of the verses, it make me do what I'm doing. And this is a huge portion of the ummah. 99.9.9.9 of the ummah do not comprehend it, and not only that, and neglect it. Knowing or unknowing, we will be responsible about it. What is that? Chapter Al-Anfal, verse 72, 73, 74, he asked me to share light about this reverse. I was talking to one sister, maybe an hour ago, about the story of Isa alayhi salam, and when the people of Bani Israel asked him for the Ma'idah, or the Hawariyin, some of the disciples asked him from the Ma'idah to come from the sky, to eat from it. And I was telling her, every story in Quran, even the story is reported according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Isa alayhi salam and Ma'ida and Bani Israel. What it meaning? We didn't see it. It's unseen knowledge. Unseen story. Why Allah Jalla Jalalu, the most wise, the owner of wisdom, share the story with us? He shared it with us with a wisdom, with a message to be careful about it. This one topic, you can go about the story of Isa alayhi salam. But this topic is very simple. All over the Quran is story and a report about different incidents from Prophet, Messenger, and Quranic story, and different incidents in life and nation and time. Why Allah share it with me? He's just sharing with me a story? No. And what this has to do, all this introductory, was the question of Surah Al-Anfal. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala share with us different incidents of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And is this incident and this verse only for them? Or this is for them and also for us? Read with me. 72. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَهَاجَرُوا, and immigrate, وَجَاهَدُوا, and strive for سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ, with their money, وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and themselves, and those who, وَالَّذِينَ آوُوا, and those who are, آوُوا, today, for example, the 99% of the ummah, we are neglecting of Aw. We have the refugee of Syria, Iraq, you name it. These people need Aw, somebody to take care about them, somebody to open the door for them, not only to drop some food and run. No. Islamically, we should not be watching. Imagine if every one of us go take one family and support it. One woman and get married. One child and adopt or living with them. Finished. No more refugee. If you divided 5, 6 million, 10 million over 1.7 billion, it's not a big deal. But this when we follow verse 72, 73, 74. Subhanallah, ya Abd. By the way, وَالَّذِينَ آوُوا وَنَصَرُوا, and give victory and support to the message of Allah. أُولَئِكَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ, these people are united with each other. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe, وَلَمْ يُهَاجِرُوا, and they did not immigrate, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلَايَتْهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, don't don't be buddy-buddy, don't be good to them. حتى يهاجروا. وإن استنصركم في الدين فعليكم النصر. It's a very explicit. The bottom line, a mu'min should be in a state of supporting immigrant, or he is in a state of immigrant. Go to the topic of immigration and Muharram and all this topic I share with you guys. All the musiba right now. Why? I will share it to you very simple. And Allah in the end of verse 72, and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he are seeing and watching what you're doing. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those who disbelieve, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ, they are close to each other, buddy buddy. After that, look at the second sentence of the verse 73. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ. What happened if you do not do 72 and you become the first part of 73? What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. It will be fitna all over and mischief all over. And this what we're doing, yeah, Mr. Abid, my brother in Islam. All of us negligent and criminal of these verses. If you go to chapter Al-A'raf, Al-Anfal, Al-Tawbah, Al-Saf, Al-Hadid, you name it. I can give you at least 30, 40 chapter. And if you comprehend the 30, 40 chapter in our action, we become a kafir. Go to chapter Al-Baqarah, when Allah warning us, أَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابَ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Are you going to believe in some and do kufr of some? Because if you said, I do not know, you will not be of the hook in the front of Allah. You're responsible of ignorant. And if you seek knowledge and you're not living it, you are a criminal. And if you're not supporting by any means the message of Allah and the alleviation of other and be in a state of iman, immigration and supporting. What happened now? Look at verse 74, the one you ask about. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوُوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. This verse, Ya Abid, if you go to any major website containing Quran dictionary, you can find this verse has been repeated similar verse exactly. By this way, this verse containing those who believe and immigrate, number two. Number one, believe, immigrate. أَوْ وَنَصَرُوا. أَوْ, study word, verb أَوْ. أَوْ, like I open the door for you and I make you my guest. And not my guest for one day or 2 days, no. أَوْ. Meaning you are my guest and I will support you. You are more part of my life. By the way, آمنوا وهاجروا وآووا ونصروا, and give victory and support to the message. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. They are the real true believer. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah will forgive them and give them a great provision. Great provision in here is dunya and akhirah. But the mean the provision is Jannah. Now, these verses belong to a certain time and incidents happen in the early stage of Medina. okay? Give and take. Now, when this happened, ya Abid, okay, why Allah share it with me? Is me, I'm not in the ayah al-lazina amanu? Is Allah is not calling me? Do you think every time and every day and every nation and every era in life, Allah will not allow the Quran to be a living? We live in it, ya Abid. We live in it, and I bear witness to Allah, I'm negligent and a criminal about it too. I did what I have to do, but a lot of people refuse. The majority refuse. And this what I'm doing, because the majority give me some fiqh, give me some tartil, tajweed, give me some hadith, go home, and that's it. And you see the mischief all over. What happened to the 3 million refugees in the end of the fight in Kabul, in Afghanistan? How many women and children was stranded between Afghanistan and what do you call it? Allahumma salli wa sallam. The north town of Peshawar in Pakistan. Read the camp was going on and the amount of mischief. And what happened to Bosnia? What happened to Albania? What happened to Kurdistan? What happened to Somalia? What happened to Sudan? What happened now to Iraq? What happened to Libya? What happened to Yemen? One portion of the ummah is suffering and the majority is living dunya tanash. Okay? It's not my business. And still our thinking day and night is dunya. You think all of us will not be, you know, responsible? Unless you can say, I did what I can. Not a crumbs. This is a journey until you finish. Meaning is a journey of iman, journey of immigration, journey of supporting, journey of struggle, and look to the beginning of verse 72-73. And read the hadith about it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of one of the best people Allah love, the one who leave his house with all his money and he never come back. Not him, not his money. Today we cannot do that, ya Abid. Once he hear word money, people run. Run! Do not want to hear it. All my life, people sick and tired of my talk. They tell me, why you cannot talk about something else? We are now in the time of immigration, ya Abid. Go back to my article about immigration. Look to my talk about immigration. Tell me, did we even immigrate from internal? Because you cannot immigrate external unless you immigrate internal. The people who immigrate from Mecca to Medina, they cannot do it unless the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah SAW, and the love of the message above anybody. And the people in Medina who are supporting the immigrant, and the people who immigrate, what they did? If they do not love Allah wa Rasulu and Mu'mineen and the message above anything, they will never do that. And all of the above, ya Abid, will never happen if your love of dunya above the message. This is our condition, ya Abid. The condition of the bubble. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 1.7 billion bubble scum. Now is up to you. You won't be dead and resurrected in the front of Allah as a scum, or you won't be resurrected as a man. What I did and what I'm doing, I try to do what I can. My utmost. By the will of Allah, I try to believe, I try to immigrate, I try to support, I try to sacrifice, I try. And I'm still trying until I die, inshallah. With you or without you, this is what all immigration is about. Nobody above Allah wa Rasulu. Nobody can stop you. Nobody. No wife, no job, no money, no status. The musiba in here, this talk is easy. It's very easy. If akhirah is not high, if your belief is not high, you cannot do that. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You will put your tail between your leg like a coward animal, and you go back home and leave me alone. And the condition of the ummah keep increasing, and the fitna of the ummah keep increasing. Why? Because all of us is negligent of these three verses. Now it's up to you. I bear witness to Allah, I tried, I'm trying, and I wish Allah take me, and I'm still trying. That's why I said to Allah, I'm trying. And we're trying in here. Are you trying 2%, 3%, 5%, 10%, 100%? Now you have to answer Allah. Because today you can lie to me, I lie to you. You said, my brother, I'm trying. Okay, but we're trying has a percentage. What Allah want? He wants you to try the best, the utmost. Give Allah the best of what you have, or even everything. Bad news, Ya Abid. Bad news. The majority of the ummah can give crumbs, can give leftover percentage of what they have. You remember, Ya Abid, I was in a meeting with some called elite of Bangalore. They want to do a television station. 250 elite, multimillionaire of the Muslim in Bangalore or less. They meet and they want to collect money for the station. And they meet in a big, big hotel in a fancy dinner. And the person who asked them and who could generate the whole fund is one of them also. And he was supposed to collect 250 million. Well, it's 250 million or 250, whatever number. If every one of them give 1 million or whatever, it's finished. But you find the organizer by himself, he wants everybody to spend, but he will not spend. There is a musibah. There is a musibah. In this Islam, Ya Abid, you have to have ikhlas. And what ikhlas? I have to say, Allah, I tried. I tried, Ya Allah, with what I have. I tried with what I have. I tried my utmost. I tried with my best of my ability. This is what all of us need. Struggle. Mujahada. Strive. Go study. I have in Kuala Lumpur a few years ago a whole session about jihad. Go, listen to it. I did it many times in my life. But you see, today knowledge is not entertainment. It's not link. Link to me, I link to you. Photo here, photo there. No. It's a struggle. It's a responsibility. It's not a talk. It's not a talk. Talk is easy. Look at internet. It's full of knowledge. Full of knowledge. But where is the sacrifice? Sacrifice. May Allah make this knowledge witness to me, not against me. And may Allah make this message witness to me, not against me. May Allah make the Quran witness to me, not against me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me ikhlas in what I say and what I do. And put barakah and nur and qabool in what I say and what I do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to make dua for me, not for you. Because you have to do it by yourself. Oh Allah, make me among the believer. Make me among the immigrant to you, Ya Allah. And make me among the supporter. And make me always for you, Ya Allah. And make me die with it. Successfully for you only, Ya Allah. I hope I answer your question, Ya Abid. This is a time of thinking. Please, I beg you to Allah, read the message about immigration, the new year. I have many articles about it. I have many sessions about it. Read and listen. And the musibah in here, okay, after you read and listen, what are you going to do? Go back home like you never listened to anything. In the front of Allah, I tried. اللهم إني بلغت اللهم فاشهد، اللهم إني بلغت اللهم فاشهد، اللهم إني بلغت اللهم فاشهد. O Allah, bear witness, I spread your message. O Allah, bear witness, I spread your message. O Allah, bear witness, I spread your message. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.